Chapter 4. Trespassing. Jesse Jones volunteered to scout for soldiers. He took the large half-breed with him, and the surly dark Indian. Davy remained with the spokesman whose counselors hovered. Davy lighted his pipe. The Indians tried hard to follow Davy's example of unconcern. The people also did their best to appear normal at their chores. A close inspection would certainly have detected the stiffness, the unnatural quiet, the repetitive work of women and men. But Davy was satisfied that in general, and from the distance of the surrounding forest, the appearance of normality would be convincing. The dark, surly Indian returned, shining with sweat and troubled. Jesse Jones had sent him to warn that the mounted soldiers were less than a mile westward. Davy sent the newsbearer back to Jones. The Indians counseled in their own language, of which Davy understood enough to know that they were unwilling to risk the lives of their women and children. He spoke English to the spokesman, who listened, but not without an expression of apprehension. He was, however, committed to Crockett's scheme, and told his tribesmen it was too late to do otherwise than sit, wait, and act normal. The second time a messenger came from Jesse Jones, it was the large half-breed Indian. He said the soldiers had scouts out. Jesse wanted to know if Davy wanted captives. Davy did, and sent the big Indian back to say he not only wanted captives, but preferably white ones. He knocked his little pipe empty, with the Indians around watching everything he did. He later confided to Bess that a man couldn't get any closer to shaking hands with God than he had on that particular day. Jesse Jones came into the clearing with his two companions and three soldiers, who had been detailed to mind the horses after the soldiers dismounted to prepare their surround. All of the captives were white, but there was a distinction. Two of the captives were enlisted men. The third man was a lieutenant. His name was Rufus Lee. He had been detached from the 39th Company of Mounted Infantry.